Thank you. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Sutter Health Park in West Sacramento, California, home of the Sacramento Rivercats, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the San Francisco Giants AAA club. It is game two of a six-game series. Rainiers won the opener last night, 5-2. Really strong performances from several Rainiers players yesterday as the Rainiers ended a little four-game losing streak and pulled back within one game of 500 on the year. And an even 8-8 in the second half standings, which are what is important now as the Rainiers try to chase down a playoff spot. Sacramento, meanwhile, lost its sixth in a row yesterday, a losing streak that the Rainiers hope to see continue here today. On the mound for the Rainiers today, left-hander Tommy Malone. Malone 3-1 with a 4.47 ERA. He'll make his 12th start of the year. He's opposed by Sacramento right-hander Mason Black, who is in just his second AAA appearance today. He's one of the Giants' top pitching prospects, and in his AAA debut, he went five shutout innings of two-hit ball with eight strikeouts. So Mason Black on the hill for Sacramento, Tommy Malone for the Rainiers. There's a headline here in Sacramento, but it doesn't involve the Red Ears. But the Rivercats today added the San Francisco Giants' top prospect, shortstop Marco Luciano, and he's making his AAA debut in today's game. He's up from AA Richmond. He wasn't exactly tearing it up there, hitting .228 with 11 homers and an OPS under 800. But the Giants decided to move him up. I heard he's been hot recently at AA Richmond, so they bumped him up, and he is making his AAA debut today. It'll be kind of interesting to see how he fares in his first game at this level. So Marco Luciano making his AAA debut on the Sacramento side of things. Well, the Red Ears had a guy with a big game yesterday. Actually, a couple of them. We'll dive into that when the Tacoma Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Tacoma taking on Sacramento tonight here in West Sacramento tonight. It's a day game. Come on. Day game today. Yeah. Early start. Game two of the six-game series. Right here's what the opener yesterday. 5-2 was the final score. Jake Shiner hit a three-run homer in the first inning. Always a great way to start a road trip. Get a three-run dinger in the top of the first inning of the first game of the road trip. Shiner's 24th of the year. He leads the league all by himself now, and he also now leads the league with 82 runs batted in as he had four RBI yesterday. A big game for Cade Marlowe, extended his hitting streak to 17 in a row, and he stole four bases. First Red Ears player to steal four bases in one game in 21 years since Jermaine Clark did it. Also, Darren McCacken had a great start, pitched into the seventh inning, allowed two runs, and moved up to number five on the Tacoma all-time strikeout list. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game after this.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells at the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game for the Rainiers. Mariners AAA club leading off will be Sam Haggerty. He's the DH. Batting second, left fielder Cade Marlowe. Didi Gregorius hits third at shortstop. Jake Shiner cleanup at third base. Trammell bats fifth and right. Adam Engel hits sixth center field. Batting seventh, Mark Mathias at second base. Hitting eighth, first baseman Cooper Hummel. Batting ninth, Pedro Severino behind the plate. Tommy Malone on the hill. Sacramento is 40-50. They're going to lead off with center fielder Tyler Fitzgerald. Marco Luciano hits second. He's the shortstop, batting third. Second baseman Isan Diaz. Joey Bart bats cleanup. He catches. Hitting fifth, right fielder Elliot Ramos. Jackson Reitz hits sixth in left field. Armando Alvarez bats seventh, plays first base. Hitting eighth, designated hitter Ricardo Henevez. And batting ninth, third baseman Will Wilson on the mound. Mason Black. Umpires, Mark Stewart Jr. behind the plate. Harley Acosta at first. Alex McKay, the crew chief, at third. That's it for our pregame show. First pitch coming up next.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start here in Sacramento, California. Game two of six between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and San Francisco Giants. Young right-hander Mason Black has finished his warm-up pitches, the 23-year-old, in just his second AAA start today for Sacramento. Sam Haggerty stands in. First pitch of the game is taken up high for a ball, and we are underway. Haggerty batting .276 in 24 games, .339 on base percentage. Now the 1-0 is swung on and chopped to the drawn in third baseman Wilson, who fields it and throws out Haggerty at first base, and one man is gone on a one hopper to the third baseman Wilson. That'll bring Cade Marlowe to the plate. Marlowe hitting .260 on the year with a .338 on base percentage. And Marlowe with a 17-game hitting streak, longest by a Rainiers player this year. And he takes a strike from Mason Black. Oh, and won the count. Marlowe didn't extend the hitting streak last night until the ninth inning. Facing a lefty, he sprayed a single the other way to keep the streak alive. He takes the next pitch for a strike, 0-2. Correction, 1-1 the count. Next pitch on its way. And it is a swing and a foul off Marlowe's foot, and he's kind of hobbling around a little bit. That one got him. Count 1-2 now to Cade Marlowe, who stole four bases last night. No Tacoma player had done that in 21 years. He created a run almost single-handedly, too, in the ninth. He got help, but he singled, tagged up and took second on a flyout to the center fielder, stole third, and then scored on a sacrifice fly. 1-2 to Marlowe is a called strike three. Down he goes, and that is out number two here in the first inning. Nice slider from Mason Black and throws Marlowe with it. So two men are gone, and now D.D. Gregorius is the hitter. Black's supposed to be pretty good. This is his second AAA start. First one came against Oklahoma City, five scoreless, allowed just two hits. Walked four in that game, though, but struck out eight. Here's his pitch to Gregorius, and it's outside for a ball. At AA Richmond, he had a 3.57 ERA in 16 innings, 83 strikeouts there in 63 innings, and only seven homers allowed. 1-0 pitch to Gregorius, pulled to right field. This is pretty deep. Back is Ramos, still going back, and it is gone. D.D. Gregorius with his first homer as a right ear. He pulls it out of here to right field at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. D.D. Gregorius goes deep with a liner to right field, and the right ears are on the board here at the top of the first inning. So D.D. Gregorius ships one out of here to right field. He's got plenty of big league homers, and now he has one as a Rainier. Shiner, the batter, he homered in the first inning yesterday, his 24th of the year, and he takes a strike. Gregorius with 134 big league homers. And now has one as a Rainier. Next pitch in there for a called strike. He actually hit a Triple-A homer last year on a rehab assignment with Lehigh Valley in the International League. 1-1 pitch to Shiner is outside, 2-1. But Gregorius's last Pacific Coast League home run was in 2014 when he was with the Reno Aces. Two balls, one strike to Shiner, and the pitch is outside for a ball. 3-1. Mason Black into his motion. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it is outside. So that's ball four. Shiner heads down to first. 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Black off the plate. And now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. Trammell hitting .284 in 42 games with 12 homers. Good to see Gregorius get one. Now the pitch to Trammell is a swing and a miss. You know, he hit the 11 homers in the Mexican League before the Mariners signed him, and that was in just 103 at-bats. But the Mexican League is all played at extremely high elevation and just great home run parks. So after a couple of weeks, was starting to wonder what happened to Didi's power, and then he got one here just now, yanking one to right field. Next pitch inside for a ball to Trammell. One ball, one strike to the Rainiers' right fielder today, Taylor Trammell. He had a good game yesterday, reaching three times, driving in a run. 1-1 pitch inside for a ball. So two balls, one strike to Trammell. Shiner with a modest lead at first, and the pitch to Trammell, swing and a miss at a slider, and the count's even 2-2. Black, third round pick in 2021 by the Giants, and they kind of did something similar to what the Mariners have been doing recently. They've been hitting the small colleges for starting pitchers. Black is out of Lehigh University. Here's the 2-2 pitch. No, a throw to first, and back in safely is Shiner. So still 2-2 to Trammell. And the pitch is up and away, ball three. So full count, that means that Shiner will be on the move with this pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Black is set, and the pitch is inside, ball four. Back-to-back walks issued with two outs at the top of the first inning. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. Angle hitting .288 with 5 homers in 33 games. Angle settles into the batter's box. He was 0-for-3 last night, but did draw a walk and has reached base safely in 10 straight games. Black's pitch is on its way, and it is taken for a called strike. Black got bumped up from AA to AAA because he was on a sun run at AA Richmond. Just a string of starts. One hot start after another one. So here's one outside for a ball. Including his AAA debut of 5 scoreless innings. In his last 7 starts, he's allowed 1 earned run in 31 and a third innings. But the Rainiers have already got him for one here today. 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. So 1-2 to Engel. Shiner at second, Trammell at first. Not only have the Rainiers scored here in the first, they've made Black throw some pitches. And Engel lines one to center, but it's going to carry right out to the center fielder, Tyler Fitzgerald, who makes the catch, and the inning is over. Solid contact from Engel, but the center fielder makes the play. One run for the Rainiers in the top of the first on one hit, the D.D. Gregorius homer. There were no errors and 2 runners left on. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma 1, Sacramento coming to the plate.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. Rainiers scored a run in the top of the first, and now they take the field for the first time. Tommy Malone on the mound, and his first pitch to Tyler Fitzgerald is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Tommy Malone, the veteran changeup master. 36-year-old lefty from Saugus, California, with his next pitch. Guess what? Changeup, swing and a miss, strike two. And Malone out ahead of Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald hitting .280, and he belted a homer yesterday, his 11th of the year. That was one of the two Sacramento runs that they scored last night. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Fitzgerald, and it is high for a ball with a fastball. Malone's fastball will be in the 85 to 87 range, but the changeup is just a tremendous pitch, and he usually has excellent location of his pitches. Now he misses outside with a fastball, seeing if Fitzgerald would chase one slightly off the plate, and he did not. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Malone now into his motion. The 2-2 is low, ball 3. Malone working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. Defensively, the Red Deers have Hummel at first, Mathias at second, Gregorius at short, and Shiner at third. 3-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a changeup, and Fitzgerald has struck out. In the outfield, Cade Marlowe is in left, Adam Engel in center, and Taylor Trammell in right. Well, here comes Marco Luciano for his first AAA at bat. At AA Richmond, he was hitting .228 with 11 homers, 32 runs batted in 56 games. Right-hand hitter. He's only 21 years old. And Malone's pitch is inside for a ball. And despite those stats I just rattled off, he is considered one of best prospect in the San Francisco Giants system. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball misses, ball two. They say he has tremendous power potential. Well, Malone behind in the count, 2-0, and now this pitch is a fastball up high, ball three, and Malone snaps back at the throw back to the mound as he's not pleased with his location of these first three pitches to Luciano. Now the 3-0 is swung on and hit in the air towards left, and Marlowe's got it all lined up, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Luciano flies out to left field, and two men are gone at the bottom of the first. Isan Diaz now the hitter. Diaz, left-hand batter, hitting .203 in 19 games with five homers. Has been injured almost all of the season, was a force to be reckoned with in this league last year. And the pitch is a check swing foul. There's strike one. 1-0 right here. So we're at the bottom of the first inning. Little Wednesday daytime baseball from Sacramento. It's warm, as you might expect. Sears one up high for a ball. Supposed to reach 95 in the afternoon, but as this game starts, we're in the upper 80s. On the thermometer. Next pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. And who's going to get it? Well, Mathias takes over, and he does make the catch. The Red Deers second baseman, Mark Mathias, catching the pop-up from Diaz, and that closes out the bottom of the first. Three up, three down. Tommy Malone retires the side in order. We go to the second. Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
1-0 right here as we go to the second inning of play here in Sacramento. Mark Mathias to lead things off for the Red Deers here in the second inning against Mason Black. Right here's made him throw 23 pitches in the first. Mathias in his seventh game since joining the Red Deers. He's hit safely in all six games that he's played in, and make it seven as he loops one into left field, and that's a first pitch base hit for Mathias, pulling a soft single into left field. And that starts the top of the second inning. Mathias with a single to left field. Now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Hummel, switch hitter, will bat left-handed against Mason Black. He's hitting .254 with 56 walks, a .426 on base percentage. Black with his pitch, and it swung on and fouled back to the screen. There's strike one. Black working with Joey Bart behind the plate for Sacramento. 0-1 pitch on its way to Hummel. And this one is swung on and yanked foul, first base side. The Sacramento defense includes Armando Alvarez at first base, holding the runner on. Up the middle, they have Isan Diaz at second and Marco Luciano at short. And Will Wilson is handling third. The outfield for Sacramento is Jackson Reitz, normally a catcher in left field. Tyler Fitzgerald in center and Elliot Ramos in right. Next pitch is a called strike three, and that does it for Hummel. So there's the first out in the top of the second inning. Pedro Severino now the batter. Right-hand batter. In his 17th game since joining the Red Ears, Severino takes inside for a ball. Severino needs a hit. His average is down to 090. He's mired in a slump, one for his last 35. He is way overdue for some hits. 1-0 pitch coming. And it swung on and fouled back. Counts even now, 1-1. Even though he's been struggling at the plate for the Red Ears, Severino has helped the team in other ways. Good receiver behind the plate, and he has been able to throw out base stealers too, which is really tough with the new rules this year. 1-1 pitch is grounded weakly towards second. Diaz fields it, goes to the shortstop for one. Relay to first, not in time. Severino avoids the double play. But they did force out Mathias at second. So Severino reaches on a fielder's choice. Grounder to the second baseman. And now Sam Haggerty is the batter. Haggerty grounded out in the first inning. He's 0-1. Switch hitter, he bats left. Wilson even with the bag at third. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Two outs in the second. Red Ears up 1-0. Oh, one pitch. Inside for a ball. One and one the count. Now a swing and a foul back, and the count moves to 1-2. Fastball up high, 2-2. Black's fastball's in the 93 to 95 range so far today. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Haggerty with a runner at first and two down. And the pitch is swung on and looped out into left field, and that's going to get down for a base hit for Haggerty. Moving up to second and stopping there is Severino. And the Rainiers have two on with two out for Cade Marlowe. So Haggerty goes the other way and finds a base hit. and left. Marlowe struck out looking his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Marlowe looks out towards the mound. And the pitch is a swing and a foul on that strike one. Small crowd here at Sacramento for this Wednesday day game. A lot of the fans sitting in the top rows of this ballpark's seating area because you can catch some shade there. Now the pitch is outside. And there's a big, I want to call it a school group, but in reality it's probably more of a summer camp group of kids on the berm out in right field, and they're all gathered around with the blankets laid out under the trees in the shade. There's some trees on the berm here in Sacramento. Here's a swing and a fly to shallow center. Backing up is Luciano, the shortstop, but he makes the catch, and that retires Marlowe and closes out the top of the second inning. No runs for the Red Deers on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Right here's up 1-0 on the D.D. Gregorius homer in the first inning. We go to the bottom of the second now here in Sacramento. Tommy Malone on the mound. And he will face the 4, 5, and 6 hitters in the River Cats lineup. Joey Bart, Elliot Ramos, and Jackson Reitz. Bart, to get things started, the River Cats catcher is batting 250 with 3 homers in 27 games. Bart, right-hand hitter. One of the top prospects in the Giants system. He was once seen, they still see him as a prospect, but he was once seen as their catcher of the future. As here's a sharp grounder by Bart right to the shortstop, Gregorius, who fields it and throws out Bart at first base. And one man is gone on one pitch in the bottom of the second inning. Bart's kind of been supplanted as the San Francisco Giants catcher of the future by Patrick Bailey, who is now the starter for San Francisco in the big leagues. Here's Elliot Ramos, hitting 302 in 28 games for Sacramento. And Ramos takes a pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Ramos just recently came off the injured list. And he takes a pitch outside for a ball. Two and oh. And this one's a strike, 2-1. Next pitch in for a called strike, and that evens things up 2-2. Now swinging a pop-up behind first, and moving back is Hummel down the right field line. He gets called off by the second baseman, Mathias, who makes the catch in fair territory down the right field line. And that is out number two. Ramos pops up. Two down, and now Jackson Reitz is the hitter. Reitz. 11 for 49, a 2.24 average in 14 games since joining Sacramento, and he takes the strike on the inside corner. 0-1. Reitz really leans out over the plate, and he takes the next pitch that misses for a ball, 1-1. Malone with a 1-1, and there's a change down low. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch. Swung on, popped up. The shortstop, Gregorius, is under it, and he makes the catch, and Reitz is retired, and the inning is over. Three up, three down again. Tommy Malone sets down the side in order, and we will head to the third inning of play with the score, Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
1-0 Rainiers over Sacramento. We head to the third inning. Rainiers got their run in the first when D.D. Gregorius hit his first homer as a member of the Rainiers, and he leads things off here in the third. Mason Black on the mound for Sacramento. And Black with his first pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers have had base runners in addition to the homer by Gregorius. Black has walked two, and the Rainiers have had two other hits. So here's a swing and a miss, and the count's even now, 1-1. Now Black into his motion. Here comes his 1-1 pitch, and it swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. And Ty Kelly, the Rainiers' first base coach, fields the foul ball and tosses it into the crowd. One and two. And the pitch swung on, pulled to right field, and going back is Ramos, and he'll have room to make the catch, a step onto the warning track. And there's the first out at the top of the third inning. Gregorius flies to right field, pretty deep. And now Jake Shiner is the hitter. Sacramento's ballpark is a pitcher's ballpark by Pacific Coast League standards. The dimensions, pretty standard, I guess you would say. So now the pitch to Shiner is taken for a strike. 330 down the left field line, 380 to the power alleys, 403 to center. 325 to the right field foul pole. So now the 0-1 is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. But the ball doesn't carry here like it does in the high elevation cities of the PCL. And also, hitters say they have trouble seeing here. Pitchers are all for that. Next pitch is in for a called strike three, and Shiner goes down looking, and that's the second out at the top of the third inning. Strikeout number three for Mason Black. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell walked in the first. Here's a pop-up by Trammell into shallow left, and back is Luciano, the shortstop, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over quickly. The Red Ears go down in order for the first time today in the top of the third inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the third. It remains Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
1-0 right here as we go to the bottom of the third inning here in Sacramento. Rivercats coming to the plate. Armando Alvarez, Ricardo Geneves, and Will Wilson are due up this inning against Tommy Malone. Alvarez hitting .298 in 25 games with three homers. And the pitch from Malone is breaking ball down low. Alvarez, right-hand batter, got into yesterday's game as a pinch hitter as he takes a strike now, 1-1. And Alvarez struck out in his lone at bat last night. 1-1 pitch from Malone is swung on and hit high in the air to left field. This is deep. Marlowe is back. Marlowe's at the track, at the fence. He reaches out and can't get it. It's up against the wall. And ending up at second base with a double is Alvarez. He just missed a homer. And Marlowe just missed a catch. So that's the first base runner of the game for the Rivercats. Armando Alvarez with a deep double to left center. Marlowe reached out and just missed that ball by maybe a couple inches. And it hit the base of the fence. So Alvarez with a leadoff double, and now Ricardo Geneves is the batter. And Malone's pitch is taken down and in for a ball. Hanavess batting .234 in 52 games, three homers. And he swings and misses at a change, and the count goes to 0-2. Hanavess got into last night's game as a pinch hitter. He pinch hit for David Villar in the eighth inning. And Villar not on the lineup card for Sacramento today, so something's going on with him. So here's a swing and a bouncer foul. The Giants make transactions at such a rapid rate that it's difficult to know who's moving where in their system, as they are constantly shuffling players back and forth from AAA to the big leagues. 0-2 pitch, swing and a foul back, still 0-2. I was told a story of a player this season for San Francisco who was optioned to Sacramento. He was in the big leagues. So now the 0-2 pitch is coming to Hanavess, and it's inside for a ball. They optioned him to AAA. The River Cats were playing a road series in Round Rock, Texas, outside of Austin. And the player got on his plane. So now the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Hanavess. Got on his commercial flight from San Francisco to Austin. The plane was taxiing to take off, and the player received a message saying that they've changed their mind. They're not sending him down. They need him back. Can he get off the plane? And he's like, no, we're taxiing. Too late for that. Just now the pitch is swung on, grounded foul, third base side by Will Wilson. That's strike one. And so this player flew from San Francisco to Austin, but did not join the River Cats. Instead, he just stayed in the Austin airport and took the next flight from Austin back to San Francisco. 0-1 pitch, grounded to third. That's fielded by Shiner, and he throws to first in time for out number two. Wilson is retired. Armando Alvarez advances to third base on the play. As that was some good base running from him to move up on a ball hit in front of him, reading it properly and making sure he didn't get hung out between second and third before taking off for third base. So runner at third with two outs for Tyler Fitzgerald. Malone into his motion, and the pitch is bunted out in front of the plate. Picking it up, Severino. He fires to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Fitzgerald tried to catch the Red Ears off guard by bunting for a hit with two outs and a runner at third. But Pedro Severino made the play. And that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. No runs for Sacramento on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing. Adam Engel, Mark Mathias, and Cooper Hummel to bat for the Red Ears here in the top of the fourth against the right-hander Mason Black, who was at 46 pitches through three innings. And the first pitch is bounced foul on the third base side. There's strike one to Engel. Engel hit the ball sharply his first time up. He lined out to center. Owen won the count to Engel, former Chicago White Sox outfielder. And the 0-1 pitch is swung on and popped up a foul and out of play on the first base side. Count goes to 0-2. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's action. Series openers all around the circuit. 0-2 pitch on its way to Engel. And this is outside with a fastball. 94 miles per hour, 1-2. Former Mariner Chris Flexen made his Albuquerque Isotopes debut last night in a road game at Sugarland. He pitched well. 1-2 to Engel, swung on, broken bat bouncer to third, fielded by Wilson, and he throws to first and gets Engel. Engel's bat split in two, and the barrel went flying down the third baseline in foul territory and hit on the netting above the third base dugout. That bat is now kindling. Mark Mathias, the hitter. Oh, one pitch on its way. And this misses for a ball, 1-0. So, yeah, Flexen, after being traded to the Mets and then immediately released by the Mets in a kind of odd maneuver, signed a minor league deal with the Rockies. As here's a line shot by Mathias into left field, and that's going to roll all the way to the fence. And Mathias will check in at second base with a double. His second hit of this game, a line drive double to left. He's 2-for-2, and the Red Ears have a man in scoring position with one out for Cooper Hummel. So Flexen signed a minor league deal with the Rockies. And he played for Albuquerque yesterday, his Isotopes debut, his first PCL game since 2018 when he was with Vegas. Here's the pitch to Hummel. And it is taken inside for a ball. And Flexen pitched very well. Went 4 1/3 innings against the Astros AAA club. Allowed 2 hits and 1 run. Struck out 5, walked 3. And Albuquerque won the game 8-3 was the final score. 1-0 pitch now to Hummel. And that's called a strike, 1-1. Albuquerque in first place in the second half standings. They're now 12-4. They have a one-game lead over both Round Rock and Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's already clinched a playoff spot by winning the first half. 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike, 1-2. Round Rock had its seven-game winning streak end last night at home. Reno flew into Round Rock and scored 5 runs in the top of the first. And went on to beat the Express 6-3. 1-2 pitch is high, 2-2. Reno's Bryce Jarvis had a very good start last night, allowed 1 run in 6 innings, got the win. And Blaze Alexander had 2 hits and 3 runs batted in for the Aces. 2-2 pitch coming to Hummel. And it is pulled foul. Still 2-2 to Hummel. And the pitch is swung on, hit high in the air to right center. Fitzgerald and Ramos are there. Ramos makes the catch, or did he? He drops the ball, and tagging at second and advancing to third is Mathias. The umpire rules it an out, saying that Ramos dropped the ball while he was in the act of removing the ball from his glove. So the catch was made, and Ramos was pulling the ball out of his glove, and he dropped it. So no error charged. Mathias simply advances on a flyout. He's at third with two down. And now Pedro Severino is the hitter. Severino reached down a fielder's choice his first time up, 0 for 1. And the pitch is swung on and roped to left field. This has a real chance. Back it goes, and it is gone. Pedro Severino crushes a two-run homer to left field. And the Rainiers make it a 3-0 lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Severino goes deep. His second homer is a Rainier. And the Rainiers have hit two homers against Mason Black here. And they have a 3-0 lead with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Now Sam Haggerty is the batter. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Haggerty singled to left field in the second. He's 1-for-1. Black with his 0-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. Black with his pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner, and down goes Haggerty, and that wraps up the top of the fourth. But the Rainiers strike for two more runs on two hits, including a two-run home run from Pedro Severino. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tacoma 3, Sacramento nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Right here's up 3-0. Tommy Malone on the mound. He's thrown just 35 pitches through three scoreless innings, allowing one hit. Marco Luciano stands in to lead off the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. And there's strike one. Luciano making his AAA debut, Giants top prospect. Flied out to left field his first time up. Malone with the 0-1 pitch, and it is down low with the change, and Luciano able to lay off of it. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch Swung on and bounced slowly towards third. Charged and scooped by Shiner. Throw to first in the dirt, and it skips past Hummel. And Luciano is safe at first. Plays backed up by Mathias. And there's a runner on for Ehsan Diaz. And they have scored that an infield single for Luciano. So that's his first AAA hit, a little 50-foot dribbler up the third baseline. I'm sure that's not how he envisioned it. Now Ehsan Diaz will be the batter. And the pitch is a little low for a ball, 1-0. Pitch inside, ball two. More from the league last night. Oklahoma City beat El Paso 7-6 in Bricktown on a walk-off RBI single by Ryan Ward. Now the 2-0 breaking ball misses ball three. Malone behind Diaz, 3-0. Oklahoma City 11-5 in second half play. Miguel Vargas is back in AAA, and he had four hits for Oklahoma City last night. 3-0 pitch, bounced foul, 3-1. And the Dodgers also had a three-run homer from Michael Busch. Three balls, one strike to Diaz. Luciano with a small lead at first. And the pitch is yanked foul, first base side. One other game yesterday, Vegas won on the road against Salt Lake 11-8. Yoel Pozo had five hits, four singles and a double, and he drove in four runs for the Aviators yesterday. Three-two pitch to Diaz, swung on and popped up foul, out of play. Still 3-2. Las Vegas has Ramon Laureano on another rehab assignment. The A's outfielder had two hits and three walks yesterday, on base five times, scored three runs. Three-two pitch on its way. And it's grounded foul, first base side. Still three balls and two strikes. Rainiers lead 3-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth. And Malone with his payoff. And it's pulled foul on the first base side. Still three balls, two strikes. Three straight full count foul balls. And another 3-2 pitch is pulled down the right field line. Fair by inches and heading into the right field corner. Luciano runs well. He's at third and they stop him there. And checking in at second base with a double is Diaz. And runners are at second and third with nobody out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Ehsan Diaz pulls a double over the head of Cooper Hummel at first base. So runners are at second and third. Nobody out, and Joey Bart coming to the plate. Bart grounded to shortstop his first time up. With a 3-0 lead, the Rainiers will leave the infield back, although Hummel's playing even with the bag at first. Well, now he's starting to back off. First pitch to Bart is looped out into right field, and that's a base hit, and Luciano will score from third. Advancing to third is Diaz. It's an RBI single for Joey Bart. And the Rivercats are on the scoreboard. It's Tacoma 3, Sacramento 1. Three straight hits to start the fourth. An infield dribbler for a single. A double pulled down the first baseline. And then a bloop single from Bart, who's now hit safely in 13 of his last 14 games. And runners are at the quarters with no one out for Elliot Ramos. Right here's play double play depth in the infield, and the pitch from Malone is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch now from Malone. Down low, two balls, no strikes. This is game two of a six-game series. We will be returning to night games tomorrow. Pitch inside for a ball, 3-0. Tomorrow and Friday's games, both 6:45 start times. Saturday's game has a listed start time of 6:37 for some reason. Oh, that's right. There's a TV game here locally. That's probably accurate. 6:37. All right. Here's a fly to shallow right center. Engel and Trammell are there, and Engel makes the catch. Tagging at third is Diaz. He's coming home. The throw is not handled by Severino, and scoring is Diaz, and Bart then takes second. And it's a 3-2 ball game. So a sacrifice fly for Elliot Ramos. Jackson Reitz will now hit with a runner at second base. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Rainier's lead down to one run now. 3-2 here with one out of the fourth. Runner at second. Pitch. Poured in there for a strike, 1-1. One pitch coming from Malone. And it swung on and pulled foul into the seats on the third base side. Count moves to 1-2. Malone with two strikeouts so far. His 1-2 pitch to Reitz. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down he goes. And there's the second out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Strikeout number three for Malone. Now Armando Alvarez will bat. He had a long double his first time up. He's 1-for-1. Severino goes to the mound to talk to Malone for a bit, getting a conversation about the situation. And the plate umpire, Mark Stewart, goes and breaks up the conversation. Big batter for the Red Ears here to maintain the lead in the fourth inning. Two outs, runner at second. And Malone's pitch to Alvarez is a breaking ball that misses. Ball one. Now the 1-0. Swing and a miss, and the count's even. 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch. Fastball just off the plate outside. 2-1. One pitch pulled to third sharply, but Shiner is able to glove it. Dandy throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Alvarez grounds out sharply to Jake Shiner at third, closing out the bottom of the fourth. Two runs for the River Cats on three hits. There were no errors, one left, and we go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sacramento 2.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Tacoma 3, Sacramento 2 is our score. We go to the fifth inning. Marlowe, Gregorius, and Shiner coming up for the Red Ears this inning against Mason Black. Marlowe's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop-up. Black, the right-hander, into his motion of the pitch is a fastball that is inside, ball one. Marlowe with a 17-game hitting streak. Pulls a grounder right side, fielded at first by Alvarez. Flips it to Black, covering first just barely in time to beat out Marlowe on a close play, and one man's gone. Marlowe's 0-for-3. If he's going to extend his hitting streak today, it's going to be like last night. He's going to do it in the late innings. Now T.T. Gregorius comes to the plate. He has a homer and a deep flyout so far today. First Rainier's homer came in the first inning. And he takes the pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Now Black into his motion, and the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. The 1-1, down and in. Two balls, one strike to Gregorius. Two-one pitch, swung on, hit the other way, giving chase his reach. He can't get it, it's down for a hit. Dan Didi's on his way to second, and he is sliding in there safely ahead of the throw. D.D. Gregorius with a one-out double to left. Well, this has been his best game offensively for the Red Ears, without a doubt. Homer, a deep flyout that was caught on the track. And now an opposite field double. Good to see Gregorius producing. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Shiner hitting 278 coming into play today, has walked and struck out in this one. And Black bluffs a pickoff move to second base, but does not throw there. Shiner had a three-run homer in the first yesterday's. Homered four times over the course of his last eight games. And he takes a fastball up and away. 1-0. Black with a long look at his catcher. Now the 1-0 pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes to Shiner, and time's being called by Bart. And he and Black are going to go talk things over as they seem to be in something of a disagreement about how to pitch to Shiner. Shiner homering yesterday, his 10th homer in an away game for the Red Bears this year. He's hit 14 at home. He's hit for a higher average in road games, but more power in home games. 2-0 from Black to Shiner is in for a strike. There's bullpen activity for Sacramento for the first time today. They have a lefty throwing. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count's even now, 2-2. Joey Marciano is warming up in the Sacramento pen. Two balls, two strikes to Shiner. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and Shiner goes down swinging. That is Black's fifth strikeout. Two away, and now Taylor Trammell is the bat. Trammell's 0-for-1 with a walk and a pop-up so far. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Oh, one pitch. In there for a called strike two, a slider that catches the outside edge, and Trammell is behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Time called, Trammell steps out. Now he eases back into the batter's box. With his walk earlier, Trammell has now reached base in nine straight games for the Rainiers. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Black. And it is inside with a fastball, 94 on the gun, and inside to Trammell. So one ball, two strikes. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and that closes out the top of the fifth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Rainiers do not score in the top of the fifth. So we're halfway through it, middle of the fifth, with our score, Tacoma 3, Sacramento 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Moving on to the bottom of the fifth, it is Tacoma 3, Sacramento 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Nolan Blackwood, is in from the pen to work the bottom of the fifth. He'll face Ricardo Henevez, Will Wilson, and Tyler Fitzgerald. Blackwood in relief of Tommy Malone. And Blackwood's first pitch to Henevez is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Malone went 4 innings, allowed 4 hits, 2 runs. They were earned. No walks, 3 strikeouts. Next pitch waved at and missed. So no balls, 2 strikes to Henevez. Malone will not get a decision today. Didn't go 5 innings, so he's not eligible for a win. He can't take a loss because, well, team's winning when he left. Here's a fly down the left field line, but it hooks and goes foul into the seats. Blackwood appearing in his 33rd game. He's 2-3 with a 5.13 ERA. Here's his 0-2 pitch, and it is outside for a ball, 1-2. Blackwood in 40 and a third innings has 32 strikeouts, 16 walks. 1-2 pitch, hit in the air to left field, very shallow. Back is Gregorius and is Marlowe. Marlowe gets there and makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the fifth. Henevez flies out to left. Now Will Wilson will be the hitter. Wilson grounded out to Shiner his first time up. He's 0-1. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul. First base side and into the seats out of play. Strike one. Mariners in action later today. This evening, really, 6:40 start at T-Mobile Park. Here's a swing and a two-hopper hit to short. Gregorius gobbles it up and throws out Wilson at first, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that'll bring Tyler Fitzgerald to the plate. Mariners have split the first two games of the four-game series with the Twins. Two teams hanging right around 500. I'm sending Luis Castillo to the mound tonight against Kenta Maeda for the Twins. So here's one outside to Fitzgerald. Now a swing and a miss. And the count's even to Fitzgerald, 1-1. Next pitch is outside, a check swing by Fitzgerald, but he did not go around. 2-1 the count. Yeah, the 2-1 is inside, ball three. On deck is Luciano. 3-1 pitch. Popped up a foul near the home plate area. Severino calling for it, moving up the first baseline, and he makes the catch. And Fitzgerald is out, and so are the Rivercats in the bottom of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. Nolan Blackwood retiring the side in order. We go to the sixth. It is Tacoma 3, Sacramento 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the sixth inning. Tacoma 3, Sacramento 2 is our score. New pitcher for the Rivercats, Randy Rodriguez, is in from the bullpen. 23-year-old righty from the Dominican Republic. Giants signing, who has worked his way up to AAA. Here's his first pitch to Adam Engel, and it's taken outside for a ball. 1-0. Who's Andy Engel? This is Adam Engel. Now the next pitch is popped up on the left side, down the left field line, into foul territory, and out of play. And that's a strike to Engel. So one ball, one strike to Adam Engel. The Rivercats starter, Mason Black, went five innings, allowed six hits and three runs all earned. Walked two, struck out six. Rodriguez now ready with his 1-1 pitch on its way to Engel. And it is taken high for a ball. Rodriguez is cooking with heat. 98-mile-per-hour fastball right there. This is his eighth game since coming up from AA Richmond, and he's actually struggled with the Rivercats. Next pitch waved at and missed. 2-2. In nine innings, he's allowed 10 runs, primarily due to the fact that he's walked 13 hitters. 2-2 to Engel, swung on and bounced to short. Backhand pickup by Luciano. He double clutched, but still throws out Engel. And there's the first out at the top of the sixth inning. Engel grounds out to Marco Luciano. And now Mark Mathias will come to the plate. Mathias, 2-for-2 today with a single and a double. And he swings and loops one out into center field, and that's going to fall in for a base hit. And that's the third hit of the game for Mathias. Little single into shallow center field. He'll take it. 3-for-3 today. Hit number 7 for the Red Ears as a club. Now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Hummel's 0-for-2 so far. And the pitch is inside and in the dirt, and it goes through to the backstop. And rounding second is Matthias, and he thought about going to third, but thinks better of it in the end as he sees that Joey Bart did indeed go collect the baseball. So a wild pitch moves Matthias up. Matthias was very open-minded about trying to go all the way to third on that, but ultimately decided not to. And that's for the best. He's in scoring position now anyway. 1-0 pitch coming to Hummel. And it is outside and high, and the count goes to 2-0. Pitch. Outside, ball three. Pitch. In there for a called strike, 3-1. 97-mile-per-hour fastball from Rodriguez. Pitch up and in, ball four. So Hummel draws the walk, and there are two on with one out. Now Pedro Severino will hit. He launched a two-run homer his last time up. Severino settling into the batter's box now. And he settles in. And the pitch in there for a strike. First pitch breaking ball. Next pitch, down and in. 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. Outside. 2-1. Severino takes now on the outside edge for a strike, and the count goes to 2-2. The Red Ears are so good at drawing walks, lead the league in drawing walks, and it's by a substantial margin. And you've got a young pitcher new to AAA on the mound who has struggled with his control at this level. The Red Ears are going to make him work and make him throw strikes. 2-2. Is down low, ball three, and Severino has gone to a full count. Now the 3-2, swung on, bounced foul, third base side. Back into the batter's box is Severino. Runners with their leads, one out. And the 3-2 pitch is swung on and lined into left center field, and that's going to split the gap and go through to the fence. More extra bases for Severino. Mathias scores. Hummel's being waved around third. He's going to score. In at second base with a two-run double is Pedro Severino, and the Red Ears lead it 5-2. Severino worked the full count, and then he lashed that pitch into the left center field gap. Severino has driven in four of the Red Ears' five runs in this game. Sam Haggerty now at the plate. And Severino takes off for third, but he left too early. And Rodriguez tries to throw him out at third and throws wildly in the dirt. And Severino is safe at third base. They had him picked off. But Rodriguez's throw to Will Wilson covering third was a scud in the dirt, and it skipped past Wilson. And Sacramento's lucky that that baseball then hit the barrier in front of the box seats in foul territory on the third base side and bounced back to the third baseman. Otherwise, Severino might have scored. Infield in now, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Yeah, the 0-1 coming to Haggerty. And the pitch is up high for a ball. I think Severino is going to get credited with stealing third because he did break to third base. So he had an intent to steal, and usually when that happens, the player is rewarded with a steal, even if it is because the defense botches the play, as was the case here. 1-1 pitch bounced foul, first base side. Count is now 1-2. Next pitch, swung on, hit in the air to center field. This should get the run in. Fitzgerald is under it. He makes the catch. Severino tags. He's coming home. The throw is cut off. Severino scores. It's a sacrifice fly. And an RBI for Sam Haggerty. And the Red Ears lead it 6-2. Well done by Tacoma this inning. So two down, bases empty for Marlowe, who's 0-3. And the pitch to Marlowe is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch in there for a called strike. Swing and a foul on the first base side, and count goes to 1-2. Now here's one up and away, two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and Marlowe is 0-4 today. That wraps up the top of the sixth inning, but the Red Ears opened things up with a three-run rally. Three runs on just two hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with the score, Tacoma 6, Sacramento 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Right here is leading 6-2. Nolan Blackwood on the hill. First pitch to Marco Luciano is pulled foul on the third base side. There's strike one. Luciano 1-for-2 so far in his AAA debut. Had an infield single for his first hit last inning. 0-1 from Blackwood is fouled out of play. And Blackwood's ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is up high for a ball. What a two. Now this one misses. Two balls, two strikes. Swing and a bouncer towards third. Weakly hit, fielded by Shiner, and he throws out Luciano. And there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. That ground ball not too different from the one that he had his last time up for his first hit. Little dribbler up the third baseline. This one just hit a little bit harder, so Shiner able to turn it into an out. Isan Diaz now the batter. And he takes a strike, 0-1. Next pitch, foul tip into the catcher's mitt, strike two. Blackwood is set, and the 0-2 just off the plate outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now this pitch waved at and missed, strike three. Blackwood went with a high fastball and got Diaz to swing through it, and Blackwood has his first strikeout of the game. Two away in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Joey Bart is the batter. Now the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, grounded foul. So an even count. Now the pitch is pulled down the left field line. Foul by a couple of feet. That was hit sharply, but foul. Still one ball, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, and Blackwood's pitch up and away. Now the count's two balls and two strikes, correction. And the pitch is sweeper outside, and the count goes full, three balls, two strikes. The old sweeper. That's what they call sliders now. Sweepers. Payoff pitch. Grounded on two hops to short. Gregorius has it, and he throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Two perfect innings of relief for Nolan Blackwood, and this one wraps up the sixth. We head to the seventh inning of play here on this sunny Wednesday afternoon in Sacramento. Our score, Tacoma 6, Sacramento 2.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 6, Sacramento 2. Rivercats bring in a new pitcher. Sean Newcomb, former Atlanta Braves lefty. In fact, he broke into the big leagues as a starting pitcher for Atlanta in 2017 and 2018. 2018, he was 12-9 with a 3.90 ERA and 30 starts. Looked like he had a future ahead of him as a starter in the big leagues, but the following year, the Braves moved him to the bullpen. Then they started him again in 2020. Then they moved him to the bullpen again in 2021. And last year, he eventually moved on to the Cubs and pitched in their bullpen a little bit, 17 games in the big leagues, and then a bunch for Iowa. This year he's been injured, just recently activated by San Francisco and assigned to Sacramento. His first pitch to Didi Gregorius is bounced right to the second baseman, Diaz, who turns it into an out. One pitch, one out at the top of the seventh inning. Gregorius grounds to shortstop. or to second base, pardon me. And now Jake Schiner is the bat. Newcomb, no record, 4.41 ERA in 9 appearances. Shiner's 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts and a walk today. And Newcomb with his pitch, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Newcomb now 29 years old. He's a native of Brockton, Massachusetts. 1-0 pitch outside for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes to Shiner. Now a swing and a foul back. Count moves to 2-1. We'll take a look at our Mariner Farm Report. Here's the 2-1 pitch on its way to Shiner. Misses ball 3. Double-A Arkansas lost yesterday to the Springfield Cardinals, the road game. They lost 7-3. Spencer Packard had 3 hits for the Mariners' double-A squad. 3-1 pitch called a strike. Full count now to Shiner. In fact, all the full season teams lost. The Aqua Sox lost to Tri-Cities 4-3. That was a home game for Everett. They did get a homer from Gabriel Gonzalez. So now here's a fly to center routine for Fitzgerald, who squeezes it for the out, and Shiner is retired. 2 away in the top of the 7th. And now Taylor Trammell will be the bat. Our favorite member of the Aqua Sox, Axel Sanchez, had 2 hits and a homer. Dreaming of the day that the Rainiers have a player named Axel. Pitch outside to Trammell. The starter for Everett last night threw well. Reed Van Scooter, he's had a good season at the Class A ranks, and he went 5 1/3 scoreless yesterday. Here's a swing and a foul tipped by Trammell. You look at the lower levels of the Mariners farm system and wonder where the next starting pitching prospect is, who he might be. I don't know, but Van Scooter has had a good season at Everett. 1-1 pitch outside, and the count goes to 2-1. A giant amongst the teenagers in the Arizona Complex League. Lazaro Montes hit 2 homers and drove in 5 runs yesterday. So here's one inside for a ball. Montes, an enormous slugger, having his biggest game in his first season in the States. Here's a swing and a foul back. Count now full on Trammell. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch coming, and it's a fastball called strike 3 on the outside edge. And Trammell goes down looking, and Sean Newcomb retires the side in order at the top of the 7th inning. 3 up, 3 down. We go to the stretch here at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Our score, right here, 6, Rivercats 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
It's the seventh inning stretch here at Sutter Health Park. Right here is leading Sacramento 6-2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Diego Castillo, is in from the pen. Nolan Blackwood was terrific today. Two scoreless innings, perfect. Six up, six down, one strikeout. Blackwood, in his last nine games, has surrendered only two runs in 13 innings. He's been on a nice run out of the Red Ears pen. So Diego Castillo in, and this is his 23rd appearance, 4-2 with a 6.41 ERA. And his first pitch to Elliot Ramos is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Castillo starting him off with a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Now the righty with his 0-1 pitch, and it is outside with a slider. Count goes to 1-1. And the righty's pitch is taken for a called strike on the inside edge. 1-2 down. Back tonight, games tomorrow night, 6:45 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. Now the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Ramos. Castillo gets him with his slider, and one man is out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Now Jackson Reitz will hit. Tomorrow the Red Ears start Kyle Hart. Hart, a 6'5" lefty who is going to be completely dwarfed by the Sacramento starter, Sean Jelly. Here's a swing and a foul back by Reitz. Jelly, 6'11", tied the record for tallest player in Major League history when he made his big league debut last season. Oh, one pitch. Call to strike, and the count goes to 0-2 to Reitz. Rainiers typically hit Jelly pretty well. Hopefully that continues tomorrow night. Castillo with the 0-2 to Reitz. And it is just outside for a ball, 1-2. Two offering, check swing, and he did not go. Two balls, two strikes. Castillo trying to put him away. And it is indeed a called strike three, and down goes Reitz. 96-mile-per-hour fastball. So two away in the bottom of the seventh inning, and now Armando Alvarez is the hitter. Back-to-back strikeouts for Castillo to start his outing today. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. This one's outside. One coming. Check swing, and he held up in time. The pitch was outside. 2-1 now. Right here, scored in the first one. D.D. Gregorius hit his first homer. As a right here. Not his first homer. Pop-up foul, third base side. Shiner makes the catch in foul territory, and that takes care of Alvarez and the Rivercats in the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. Diego Castillo retiring the side in order. We go to the eighth. It's Tacoma 6, Sacramento 2.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Sacramento 2. Sean Newcomb retired the side quickly in the seventh inning for Sacramento. His first inning of work, he remains in the game for the eighth. The veteran lefty will face Adam Engel, Mark Mathias, and Cooper Hummel. Engel settles in. He's 0 for 3 with a couple of ground outs and a line out. Newcomb into his motion of the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 delivery, high and outside. One offering. Up high, 2-1. A few day games in the big leagues today. Rangers beat the Rays 5-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike. If you were at Cheney Stadium for our 12-inning game on Saturday night and saw Round Rock's Alex Spies, you may have thought, why in the world isn't this guy in the big leagues? Series of swing and a miss, strike three, down goes Engel. Well, the Rangers called up Spies today, and he made his big league debut against the Rangers, and the flame-throwing reliever retired all five batters he faced with three strikeouts in his big league debut. Part of an impressive Rangers bullpen performance today in their win over Tampa. Here's Mathias, 3 for 3 today, and he takes the first pitch up and away. Mathias has two singles and a double, and two of his hits started rallies, and he has scored two runs. 1-0 pitch, hit the other way and threw into right field. Base hit number 4 for Mathias today as he singles to right. And Mark Mathias is 4 for 4, and that's the Red Ears' ninth hit of the game. We'll see if that one starts a rally. Cooper Hummel coming up now. Hummel will bat right-handed against Newcomb. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. Pirates beat the Guardians 7-5 in Pittsburgh. A 5-run seventh inning led the Pirates to a comeback victory, and one of their key hits was from former Rainier G-Man Choi. So the 1-0 is fouled back by Hummel. Choi had a 2-run single in that 5-run seventh inning rally for the Pirates. He was out for a long time with an injury, but is back and getting regular at bats again for Pittsburgh. 1-1 pitch inside, and Hummel steps out of the way of it. 2 balls, 1 strike. Two one pitch. Poured in there for a strike. 2-2. Rainiers have Ryder Ryan loosening up in the pen. 2-2 pitch to Hummel's outside, ball 3. Orioles beat the Dodgers 8-5 today to avoid being swept by the visiting Dodgers. Ramon Urias had 2 doubles and 3 runs batted in, taking the loss for the Dodgers. Julio Urias. 3-2 is outside, ball 4, and Hummel draws a walk. Mathias takes second. And Tacoma has 2 on with 1 out. So Hummel with his second walk of the day is up to 58 on the year. Top 3 walk total in the PCL. He was tied for third with Jake Shiner coming into play today. And Hummel has out walked him in this contest 2-1. Here's Severino having a big game. 2-run homer and a 2-run double, and he's got more runners to drive in here, and the pitch from Newcomb is outside for a ball. Severino pulled a 2-run homer to left in the fourth against Mason Black, and then laced the 2-run double to the gap in left center in the sixth inning against Randy Rodriguez. Now he hits one in the air towards center, and moving back is Fitzgerald onto the warning track. He makes the catch. Both runners tag and advance. Taking third is Mathias, and Hummel moves up to second. So Severino flies out to center field deep enough to move up both runners. 2 men in scoring position with 2 down for Sam Haggerty. Haggerty's 1 for 3 with a single and a sack fly. Switch hitter bats right, and he swings and misses at a breaking ball, strike 1. Oh, 1 pitch. Breaking ball outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. One pitch, bounced towards first, foul. 1-2 now to Haggerty. So another day game just wrapped up. Cardinals beat the Marlins 6-4. And the 1-2 to Haggerty down in the dirt. two balls, two strikes. So there have been four completed major league games already today, and not a single team has scored 10 or more runs. Last night, 12 teams scored 10 or more runs in major league action for the first time since the 1800s. 2-2 pitch inside, ball three. You have to go back to an era where the players' gloves were the same size as their hands to find the last time a team, 12 big league teams scored 10 or more runs on the same day. 3-2 pitch is fouled away, still 3-2. There were three games in the majors last night that had a final score of 11-10. And there were almost 13 teams that scored 10 or more, because it was the Padres that stopped at 9. They won their game 9-1. 3-2, down and in, ball four, and Haggerty draws the walk, and that loads the bases with two outs at the top of the eighth. Now Marlowe will hit. He's due for his daily hit. He's 0-4. Well, last night he got his lone hit late in the game against a left-handed reliever, and that's the situation again here. Time called. Garvin Alston, the pitching coach for the Rivercats, is on his way out to the mound. He's going to go talk to Newcomb. They're warming up another lefty in the pen. It's Joey Marciano, who was loosening up earlier in this contest, warming up again. Quick conference on the hill. Alston's already on his way back to the dugout. Right, here's lead 6-2, and a chance to break it open some more here. They have Mathias at third, Hummel at second, and Haggerty at first with two outs at the top of the eighth inning. Marlowe at the plate. First pitch from Newcomb is inside, almost hit him. That is ball one. Marlowe this year hitting .351 with runners in scoring position. 1-0 pitch on its way. And there's a fastball low. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0. Swung on, pulled into right field. On the move, Ramos, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. A liner to right, caught by Elliot Ramos for the final out. And Marlowe's hitting streak may have just ended. He's 0-5 today, and it's going to take a lot for him to get another at-bat in this game. No runs for the Red Ears in the eighth. On a hit, there were no errors, and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Sacramento 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Thank you. Moving on to the bottom of the eighth, it is Tacoma 6, Sacramento 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Ryder Ryan is in from the bullpen. Ryan in relief of Diego Castillo, who retired the side in order of the seventh inning with a pair of strikeouts. Ricardo Henevez stands in, and the pitch is lined past the diving Shiner and into left field. A base hit on the first pitch of the inning for Henevez. So that's his first hit of the day. And for the Rivercats, their fifth hit of this game. And now Will Wilson is the bat. Ryan on the year, 3-2 with a 3.71 ERA. This is his 27th appearance. Now the pitch is taken inside for a ball. One and oh to Wilson. Next offering in there for a called strike. One ball, one strike. Ryan in 34 innings this year has 30 strikeouts, 14 walks. One pitch to Will Wilson. Swing and a miss. Now this pitch grounded between short and third, and it sneaks through into left field. A base hit for Wilson. Henevez moves up to second and stops there. And the Rivercats get back-to-back singles to open the bottom of the eighth inning. Finding that hole between short and third. Lineup turns over. Fitzgerald at the plate now. He's 0 for 3. And the pitch from Ryan is taken down low for a ball. Day games in progress in the majors. The A's lead the Red Sox 6-4 going to the sixth inning. Cody Thomas in his first big league homer for Oakland. Here's a liner towards left center on the move and diving and unable to get at his angle. He knocks it down. Henevez is around third. He will score. In at third base is Wilson. Fitzgerald makes it to second with an RBI double, and it is 6-3. And now the Rivercats have the tying run coming to the plate. So three straight hits open the bottom of the eighth inning, and Sacramento announces that they are not done here yet today. Still in this game. And the Giants' top power-hitting prospect, Marco Luciano, comes to the plate representing the tying run. He's 1-for-3 so far in his AAA debut. Ryan comes set, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Luciano flied to left in the first inning, reached on an infield single in the fourth, grounded out to third in the sixth. 0-1 pitch coming from Ryan. And it's a fastball inside. One ball, one strike. Next pitch inside. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 swung on and laced foul, third base side. Counts even now, 2-2. Here comes the pitch. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. And down goes Luciano, and there's the first out of the inning. Big strikeout right there for Ryder Ryan and the Rainiers. Now another hitter with power comes to the plate, Isan Diaz. Diaz. One for three with a double today. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Here comes the 1-0 now. Swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Runners with their leads. The 1-1 pitch swung on. It bounced slowly to the right side. The second baseman, Mathias, has it. Only one play. He throws to first to retire Diaz for the second out of the inning. But scoring from third is Will Wilson to make it a 6-4 ball game. And taking third base is Fitzgerald. So Sacramento has gotten two runs back. Runner at third, two outs for Joey Bart, who's one for three with an RBI single. And the pitch is up and in for a ball. Bart, right-hand hitter. One-oh pitch coming from Ryan, and it is inside. Two balls, no strikes. Rainiers with Logan Allen warming up in the pen. The lefty. 2-0 pitch. Grounded to short. Gregorius scoops it up and tosses to first for the out of the inning is over. Nice recovery from Ryan after the first three batters in the inning had hits. But Sacramento does score two runs. And they did it with those three hits. There were no errors. One runner left at third. We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Sacramento 4.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Sacramento 4. Right here is with the 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the lineup coming up here. Gregorius, Shiner, and Trammell. And the Rivercats bring in a new pitcher, left-hander Joey Marciano. His 30th appearance of the year. Marciano's 4-4 with 3 saves, 6.75 ERA. So Gregorius to start things off. He's 2-for-4 with a double and a homer. Gregorius looks out towards Marciano. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Marciano can hit some high velocities with his fastball, can bump it up there in the upper 90s. Next pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. He also can be quite wild. Here's the 1-1, grounded to second base. That's fielded by Isan Diaz, and he throws out Gregorius, and one man is out at the top of the ninth. Jake Shiner now the batter. Shiner's 0-for-3 with a walk today. Pitch from Marciano to Shiner. Up and away for a ball, 1-0. Action out in the Red Ears bullpen. And I do believe that is Matt Festa, as there's one in for a strike. The Red Ears with their closer back, recently optioned by the Mariners a couple days ago. Looks like he's going to get a chance today. Next pitch outside to Shiner. 2 balls, 1 strike. Two-one pitch. Popped up foul, first base side. And out of play. 2-2. Hey, nice catch by a young fan who brought his glove. Waited all game long to make that play into the ninth inning. There he is. So 2 balls, 2 strikes to Shiner. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2. On deck, Taylor Trammell. Right, here's with 9 hits today. 5 for extra bases. Next pitch is low. Full count now. Didi Gregorius, a solo homer. Pedro Severino, a 2-run homer. Severino added a 2-run double. Haggerty sack fly brought in Severino for the 6th. And most recent Rainier's run, that was in the 6th inning. 3-2 pitch, up and away, ball 4, and Shiner draws a 1-out walk, his 2nd walk drawn today. Now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell's 0-for-3 with a walk so far. And the pitch is fouled away. There's strike 1. Oh, one for Marciano, swung on and fouled towards the broadcast booth. A little short. A little bit short. Everyone up here was ready to make the play, but no one was willing to dive out the window. Oh, 2-pitch bounced foul. Still no balls, 2 strikes to Trammell. Trammell calls time and steps out for a moment. Ready to hit now. The 0-2 is a swing and a foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Once again, the 0-2 pitch. Check swing, bouncer towards third, and it's dropped by Will Wilson. Everybody is safe. Shiner at second, and Trammell at first. An error is being charged to the third baseman, Will Wilson. So two on, one out, and the right ears would love to add some insurance. And the pitch is way outside to Engel. Engel's been quiet today, 0 for 4. Now the 1-0, outside ball 2. Six runs, nine hits, no errors for Tacoma. Four runs, seven hits, and now one error for Sacramento. Two-oh pitch to Engel. Outside, ball 3. Now the 3-0 pitch. Outside, ball 4, and the Red Ears load him up. Shiner heads to third, Trammell down to second, Engel draws the walk. Here comes Mark Mathias, who is 4 for 4 today. He has 3 singles and a double, and he has scored 2 runs. He's just been calmly lining balls into the outfield. While the last hit was an opposite field grounder through the infield. There's no one up in the Rivercats bullpen. They're kind of counting on Marciano to get him through the top of the ninth. First pitch in there for a strike to Mathias. Great opportunity here for Mathias to really pad this Red Ears lead. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded, foul, third base side. 0-2. Bases loaded, one out. Hummel's on deck. Marciano with the 0-2 pitch. And it swung on and fouled off on the first base side. O-2 coming, and it is outside for a ball. Now the 1-2 on its way, and it's high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count to the Red Ears second baseman, Mathias, recently claimed off waivers from the Pittsburgh Pirates. 2-2 pitch coming from Marciano. Swung on and fouled back. Mathias hanging in there. Mathias in his brief tenure with the Rainiers. 12 hits in 24 at-bats, a .500 average. That's pretty good. Still two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and fouled away. Mathias staying on a breaking ball and fouling it off. Still two balls, two strikes. Now Marciano again with the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Threw a fastball past him, and that's the second out at the top of the ninth inning. First time Mathias has made an out today. So bases loaded, two outs for Cooper Hummel. Hummel's 0 for 2 with two walks so far. Time called by Garvin Alston, the Rivercats pitching coach. He's going to make another mound visit and go talk to Marciano. They're also buying time for another left-hander who has started warming up at the pen. And that's Eric Miller, who has started warming up. Whole infield is gathered on the hill. On the Rivercats side of the ball, this is a big batter for them. If you put yourselves in their shoes, they think they've got a chance to win this game. They're only down by two, and the Rainiers have loaded the bases with two outs. Meanwhile, this is the Rainiers' great opportunity to add insurance runs. Looking for a big hit, or Hummel's so patient, a walk would be fine here, bring in a run that way. Here's the pitch, and it is a breaking ball outside, ball one. 1-0 the count. Next offering on its way from Marciano. And it swung on and popped up foul, out of play on the first base side. 1-1 now. Marciano not throwing as hard as he was earlier in the season when the Rainiers saw him. He's been around 93 with his fastball on this one. Shiner at third, Trammell at second, Engel at first. The pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2. Off-speed pitch there from Marciano. So Hummel's behind in the count, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded, speared by the pitcher, Marciano, and he tosses it to first for the out and escapes the jam. No runs for the Rainiers at the top of the ninth inning. No hits, one error, three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Matt Festa time. Tacoma 6, Sacramento 4.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup.
And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Tacoma leading 6-4 over Sacramento. And in to do the pitching here to try to close it out, Matt Festa, who continues to lead the Pacific Coast League in saves with 13. No record, a 0.62 ERA. This is his first outing for Tacoma since being optioned to AAA by the Mariners. And his first pitch is fouled back by Elliot Ramos. There's strike one. Festa has been called up and sent back a couple of times this year by the Mariners. His most recent big league stint saw him pitch in two games, 2 1/3 scoreless innings. 0-1 pitch to Ramos. Misses outside for a ball, 1-0. He last pitched for the Red Ears June 30th against Salt Lake. Went two scoreless innings that day and recorded his league-leading 13th save. Next pitch is outside for a ball. All told, this year he's pitched in 24 games for Tacoma and 8 for Seattle. Two balls, one strike. And Festa's pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right field, not deep. Trammell measuring it. And he makes the catch, and one man is out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ramos flies out to Trammell. Now Jackson Reitz will be the hitter. Reitz is 0-3 with two strikeouts. In last night's game, Sacramento manager Dave Brundage cleared his bench with pinch hitters to get platoon advantages in the late innings. Not doing that today. First pitch to Reitz hits him, and he will head down to first base. Reitz really crowds the plate, and he was hit by a pitch doing that last night, and now he has done it today. And that's taken one for the team for Sacramento. It brings the tying run to the plate. And we've got a pinch hitter here. Ford Proctor pinch hitting for Armando Alvarez, a left-handed hitter. Proctor hitting 233 with six homers, 701 OPS. Very good eye, though, and he takes the first pitch inside for a ball. So Proctor pinch hits here in the bottom of the ninth. 1-0 pitch, up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Proctor's walked 46 times this year in 281 plate appearances. And then he's ahead of the count, 2-0. Next pitch coming from Festa. Swung on, grounded to first, fielded by Hubble, touches the bag. There's one, throw to Gregorius. He tags out Reitz, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Raiders have won this one. 6-4, the final score, as they turn a double play to end it. 3-6 double play. The grounder to Hubble. He touched first base to put out the batter. Threw down to second base where Gregorius, the shortstop, was covering. He put the tag on Jackson Reitz, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Raiders win it 6-4, the final, as Matt Festa nails down his PCL-leading 14th save of the season. Red Ears have won back-to-back games to start this six-game road trip, and they'll try to keep it going tomorrow night at 6:45 for game three of this series when they have Kyle Hart on the mound. Tacoma takes it 6-4. Stick around. We'll recap the game and look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Red Ears win. They beat Sacramento 6-4, the final score today, to take each of the first two games of this six-game away series at Sutter Health Park. Things started out swell for the Red Ears. For the second day in a row, they got a first-inning homer. This time it was hit by D.D. Gregorius with two outs and no one on the first. He pulled a Mason Black pitch over the right field fence. It was his first homer as a member of the Red Ears. In fact, Gregorius would add a double later in the game, and he had his best game offensively since joining Tacoma today with the double and his first home run. His homer in the first inning made it one zip, and it ended up staying that way for a while as the Red Ears starter Tommy Malone kept Sacramento off the scoreboard early. We went to the fourth inning. It was still 1-0. In the fourth, with one out, Mark Mathias pulled a double to left field, the second of his four hits today. He was at third with two outs. Pedro Severino was at the plate, mired in a 1-for-36 slump. Severino yanked a deep two-run homer to left field, officially ending his slump and giving the Red Ears a 3-0 lead in the fourth. In the bottom of the inning, Sacramento got some runs back against Malone. Marco Luciano, top prospect for the Giants in his AAA debut, reached on an infield single to lead off the bottom of the fourth for his first AAA hit. Eason Diaz then pulled a double down the right field line to the corner, putting runners at second and third. And Joey Bart blooped a single into shallow right, scoring Luciano and making it 3-1. Elliot Ramos followed with a sack fly, and it was 3-2. And Malone closed out the inning. He was done after four innings today, but when it was all said and done, he left the game with a lead. It was still 3-2 Tacoma when we reached the sixth inning. And in the sixth, facing reliever Randy Rodriguez, with one out, Mark Mathias singled up the middle, his third hit of the game. That brought to the plate Cooper Hummel, who drew a walk. Then Severino worked a full count and ripped a ball into the gap in left center field for a two-run double, and that opened things up for the Red Ears. They led 5-2. Severino then stole third base and scored on a sacrifice fly hit by Sam Haggerty, and the Red Ears were ahead 6-2 in the sixth inning. Tacoma did not score again, but it did not matter because the Red Ears had good relief work. The Red Ears had two scoreless innings from Nolan Blackwood, one 3-up, 3-down inning from Diego Castillo. Sacramento did manage to score two runs in the eighth against Ryder Ryan, but it could have been worse. The first three batters all had hits against Ryan, including an RBI double from Tyler Fitzgerald. But only one more run scored that inning, and it ended up being a two-run rally. Rivercats getting the tying run to the plate, but unable to get the big hit as Ryan shut down the inning. In the bottom of the ninth, Matt Festa hit a batter with a pitch with one out, but promptly got pitch hitter Ford Proctor to ground into a game-ending double play, and the Red Ears were winners today. 6-4 is our final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 11 on base. Sacramento, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, left 3 on base. Winning pitcher is Nolan Blackwood. He's 3-3. Save to Festa, his 14th. Loss goes to Mason Black. He's 0-1. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 36 minutes. And the attendance, 3,935. With the win, the Red Ears reach 500 on the season at 46-46. They are 9-8 in the second half. Sacramento falls to 40-51 overall, 6-11 in the second half. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 6:45. Kyle Hart starts for Tacoma against Sean Jelly of Sacramento. And we'll start our pregame show tomorrow evening at 6:35. Red Ears win it. 6-4, the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Right, here's when they beat the Rivercats 6-4. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners don't play until later tonight. They host the Twins at 6:40. And on the mound will be Luis Castillo. Kenta Maeda starts for Minnesota. It's game 3 of a 4-game series. The series is a split so far. Mariners enter play today dead even on the year, 47 wins and 47 losses. Finals to pass along. There were some today, some daytime action in the big leagues. Texas beat Tampa Bay 5-1. Leody Taveras had 2 hits with a homer and drove in a couple. Alex Spies inning a 2/3 scoreless in his major league debut. Just pitched at Cheney Stadium the other day. Helped the Rangers get the win over Tampa Bay today, 5-1, the final score. One other American League game, the A's lead the Red Sox 6-5 in the bottom of the 7th inning in Oakland. Cody Thomas, a PCL slugger, has hit his first major league home run for Oakland today. Other AL games later tonight, the Yankees take on the Angels in Anaheim and Detroit is at Kansas City. In interleague action, it was the Pirates trailing 4-2 at the stretch, scoring 5 runs in the bottom of the 7th and beating Cleveland 7-5. G-Man Choi and Jared Triolo each had 2-run singles during that big rally. Baltimore knocked off Julio Urias and the Dodgers 8-5. Ramon Urias for Baltimore hit 2 doubles and drove in 3 runs. Gunnar Henderson a homer. The Orioles moved into first place in the AL East, passing Tampa. Other interleague games. Well, they just finished up at Coors Field. Astros beat the Rockies 4-1. Somehow the Rockies had only 2 hits in a home game at Coors Field as the Astros moved 10 games over 500 with that win. Brandon Belak getting the win for Houston. Interleague games later on tonight. The Padres are at Toronto. And the Chicago White Sox are in New York facing the Mets. One National League final. The Cardinals beat the Marlins 6-4. Big first inning for St. Louis. They scored 4 runs in the bottom of the first with Nolan Gorman hitting a 3-run homer during that rally. Other NL games later today, Milwaukee at Philadelphia, San Francisco at Cincinnati. The Diamondbacks are in Atlanta, And Washington takes on the Cubs at Wrigley. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here at Sacramento. Red Ears win 6-4. We'll be back with more after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Red Ears win. They beat Sacramento for the second day in a row. 6-4, the final score. And the Red Ears have won two straight here against the River Cats. And Tacoma getting back to 500 on the year at 46-46. 9-8 in second half play. The Red Ears getting a first-inning homer. Yesterday, it was Jake Shiner bashing a three-run homer in the top of the first. Today, D.D. Gregorius with a solo shot in the top of the first. Always nice to hit a homer in the top of the first inning and take a lead. And it's been a nice little feature here these first two games of this series. Tommy Malone gave him four scoreless innings. Nolan Blackwood continued his hot play out of the bullpen with two scoreless innings today, retiring all six batters. He's allowed just two runs in his last 13 innings. He's been a hot hand from the pen. Rainiers have some hot relievers. Blackwood, Kolek, Wyman, guys who are really throwing the ball right now. And then now back into the fold is Matt Festa. He nailed down the save today, his 14th of the year, which does indeed lead the Pacific Coast League. On our PCL scoreboard, there was one other day game today. Sugar Land beat Albuquerque 8-2 in Sugar Land, Texas. I'm sure it was nice and cool there. Albuquerque in first place in the second half standings, but they lost today, so they're now 12-5 in the second half. Other games later tonight, Reno at Round Rock, El Paso is at Oklahoma City, and Vegas is enjoying Salt Lake City. Well, tomorrow's game is at 6:45. Kyle Hart starts for Tacoma. Sean Jelly for Sacramento. We'll begin our pregame show at 6:35. Talk to you then. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Sutter Health Park in Sacramento. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma Red Ears 6, Sacramento River Cats 4. Have a great rest of your afternoon.